Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the King of glory, the King of kings. He's the Savior, and He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give You this time, and I pray for those listening. I believe with them for their needs, and I believe, Jesus, that You'll reveal Yourself to us, to them. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that You are God, and we welcome You here, and I believe that You will reveal Yourself to those listening. Amen. The chief end of man, to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him, to fellowship. Jesus offers that to every person on the earth. The only true God has offered Himself fully to mankind through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Fellowship with Him. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. This series is about God's love and mercy, and it's within, not series, but just a group of messages. And it's within the series, the glory of the Lord. When we meet Him, we see, well, there are likely infinite examples of His love and mercy for mankind, more than we can count. Too wonderful for us. You say, how can that be? Well, He's offered Himself to every person for eternity, for an infinite number of moments. All someone has to do is just say yes to Him, to the only true God. If they hear the gospel, they say yes to Jesus Christ. Amen. It's just so glorious, so easy and simple. There's so many ways that we can explain it and proclaim it, and they are wonderful. But I want to continue to focus. The greatest thing is the Lord Himself and His presence, the presence of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ, unlimited. Amen. So glorious, it's just the perfect plan that God has set up. He's made it. He has presented this glorious plan that we never could have thought of, as Reinhard Bonnke said. The Lord God Almighty Himself. If we know Him, He's in our spirit person. He's all around us, all the time, for all of eternity. If we just stay with Him, we will never die. We will live forever and spend eternity in heaven in glory. How glorious this is. These are all examples of His love and mercy. And I was, before giving this message, I wanted to try to, you know, think of maybe new things to present. But we don't, when we meet Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, we don't need anything else. We don't need anything new. We don't need, there's, as I've said before, there's so many things that we can do that are good, that are within our Christian faith. We can study the Bible in and out and know it all. We can, and all these things are good things. We can listen to messages. We can, worship is awesome. These are all awesome things. The greatest thing, though, is His presence and glory. When we find Him, all those things, everything else flows from that and becomes glorious and wonderful, and we move into the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, and we go from glory to glory. From amen. That's so I want to emphasize that. Now, there are many, many ways that we can look at the gospel, explain it, proclaim it. Now, here I am. I'm going to present something I haven't presented. But similar to what I said yesterday, you know, our ministry is working on a publication, a book called The Name of Jesus. And as I mentioned, even an earthly family, parents have a child, and that child has the same last name. And so this is because, this sheds some light. It's just a way to look at the fact that Jesus Christ, He's the Son of God, but also the Lord God Almighty. And so God has revealed Himself in many, many names, revelations of His name. And as a great songwriter once wrote, the final name that He revealed was Jesus Christ, is Jesus Christ, and there's no need to for any other. Glory to God. And that's an eternal revelation, and so glorious. Now, another way similarly to look at this is God being the perfect God and a God of mercy and love and gracious giving. He's given everything to His Son, Jesus Christ. He didn't keep it for Himself. This is a great example of His love and mercy and His giving nature. We looked at recommended reading, John chapter 17 and the chapters surrounding that. It's just so much in there about God the Father giving to Jesus Christ, giving His glory to Jesus Christ, giving His, He's given everything to Jesus Christ. So if we know Jesus, we receive that. These are secrets and mysteries of the kingdom of heaven that we, as I mentioned yesterday, Jesus said, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. All things that the Father has are mine. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This sheds light on why it's all about Jesus Christ and how, as I mentioned, when we know Him, we're in Him, He's in us, we have the victory. It's just so awesome. And it also explains why His name has such power. All the authority of the only true, all the authority and the power and dominion of the only true God is all, He's placed it all in His Son. Amen. And He offers a celebration. I want to continue to emphasize that. On the surface, it doesn't look that way, does it? And one way to explain that and is in the natural. Even believers in the born-again phase, before we meet the Holy Spirit, we really don't, nothing works. You know, we don't get it. We don't understand the glorious, wonderful, our glorious, wonderful, most holy faith, which is everything to us. Especially unbelievers. Of course, they haven't been born again. The famous verse in the New Testament teaching that the natural man can't receive the things of God. They just can't receive them at all. They have no, and so they, but even born again believers, they don't get it either. Why? They haven't met the Holy Spirit. Now, and again, even on the surface, as I mentioned yesterday, even some teachings seem to, some of the things Jesus said, we have to let the Holy Spirit reveal them. You know, repenting and mourning over sin and hating our life seems like, well, this seems challenging. And then that famous portion of Scripture, Jesus said, if anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Well, really, the word there for deny could just as easily be forget. So let's look at the entire, one of Jesus' main teachings is, and what I'm about to share is a mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Lose your old nature, die, hate your life, and what do you receive? The glorious God of the universe. The glory, who is, this is, and that's what humans were created to do, born to do, to, and the deepest reality is fellowship with Him, which is, in terms of the happiness, I want to state it, I just want to proclaim it, in terms of the happiness and the joy and the pleasure, okay, these are all things human beings want, right? Every human being on the earth more than likely wants to be happy, find joy and pleasure and peace and comfort and fulfillment, all of these things. Jesus, okay, the glory of the Lord Himself, Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, on the 1 to 10 scale for all those things is infinity. This is the secret. This is what people just don't understand before they meet the Holy Spirit. They just don't, you know, most people on the earth would say, oh, you know, being a Christian, being a follower of Jesus, oh, it's boring, it's hard, it's difficult, it's, you got to give up having fun and give up all these things and don't do this and don't do that, and it's dead religion, and you go and you act spiritual and you be with all these people who are and they want nothing to do with it. Even we, before we met the Holy Spirit, we had the same thing. We didn't get it. And there's so many things that keep people from it. I mean, the foundational parable that Jesus gave, I believe there's 46 parables. I've said 44, but I think there's 46. There's one that's the foundational. And that's the parable of the sower. He sowed seed in four places. Three of those places didn't bear any fruit. The fourth one did. And there were all these, Jesus gave the reasons right there in the explaining why the seed that went in three places didn't bear any fruit. I mean, some just didn't even begin. Then what he's referring to is human beings. He even explains the parable. This is truly amazing. That in Matthew 13, starting in verse 18, Jesus explains this parable. And by the way, it's in Mark. It mentions Jesus said, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? This is the foundational one. And he says, okay, Matthew 13, 19, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. That's the first area, first place. He who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. When tribulation or persecution arises because of this word, immediately he stumbles. So now we've got, Jesus is giving the reasons here. I'm just pointing out some of them. The enemy, okay, then a person, there's tribulation or persecution, he stumbles, okay. Then the next place, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of this world, cares, riches, and pleasures. I've mentioned that before in this podcast. But cares, riches, pleasures. Okay, there's three more. He becomes unfruitful. Then the fourth place, he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word, understands it, bears fruit, and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So I mentioned this because I thought of it when I was basically saying there's so many things that keep us from finding the treasure. That treasure is one word, Jesus, and his glory. Well, and his glory, that's four words. That's what humans were born to do. So tragic that these things keep us from the presence of Jesus. I'll try to finish with when we find the Holy Spirit, Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, we find this treasure, and it's, we enter into really what is beyond words and what God offers. He offers himself, his presence and glory, and everything flows from that. He becomes our everything. I'll try to put the list in the notes of all that Jesus does, and he does so much more. He saves, he heals, he delivers, he leads us, teaches us, reveals to us mysteries of the kingdom, he gives himself, he gives. That's something we will learn, that the anointing, the presence of Jesus is always, the results are giving to other people, helping other people, you know, delivering them, setting them free, setting them up, healing them, saving. The glorious results of the presence of Jesus. And he blesses, he offers super abundant prosperity beyond what we can imagine. Mark 10:30 is an example. Famous promise. That's just one of them. You know, we found 300 promises of Jesus in the Gospels. There's likely many more. Every one of them is so incredible. So you see, my point is, when we find him, we realize what Jesus offers is an eternal celebration. Eternal celebration. And a celebration on the earth. Reinhard Bonnke emphasized this so much. That was one of the first, and one of his messages, I have not listened to a lot of his, but he pointed out that it's a glorious life with Jesus Christ. Glorious. Mark 10:30 is about the hundredfold promise. Jesus said, anyone who's left, you know, their family and houses for my sake and the gospel's shall not fail to receive 100-fold. Now in this time with persecutions, I've got to add that, but and in the age to come, eternal life. So it's both 100-fold is, studies have shown that that's a blessing that's so great it can't be measured. It's there's 30, and that was in the parable that I just spoke about, the parable of the sower, 30, 60, 100-fold. So 30 is great. It goes up, then it jumps 30 more, 60 is great, but then 100-fold goes up. It's that super abundant blessing and prosperity. And what I'm mainly referring to is spiritual prosperity, the love, joy, peace, happiness, all of these things. That's what really, you know, that's what humans really want. That's what we need. What's amazing is anyone who makes it to heaven will be in all of this, the fullness of this, forever. Amen. But Jesus offers it on the earth. Okay. And again, all of these things reveal God's love, His mercy, and His giving nature, and all of these. There is that paradox that if we, you know, in the natural, people don't understand these things, and probably the biggest thing that keeps us from humans from this is self, of course, self-will, self. For believers also, not just for unbelievers, but for us as believers, if we and we miss out. That's what in his last teaching, you know, when Jesus, yesterday I mentioned the scripture when Jesus said, if anyone loves his life, he'll lose it. But if anyone hates his life, he'll keep it for eternal life. I mean, it's just amazing, the paradox there. Even in Mark 10 right here, about the hundredfold blessing, that verse 31 says, many who are first will be last, and the last first. So there's the paradox. Okay. But the glory of the Lord, Jesus offers that. And it's the Lord Himself. How glorious it is. We believe with you, as I mentioned, for your needs. Also, we believe that with you, that for you to fully receive the presence of Jesus today and all that God wants to give you today. Jesus revealed and said, give us this day our daily bread, our daily amount of Jesus Christ that God has planned for us. If we just stay with Him and seek Him, He will lift us up in the power of His might and the joy of the Lord. We will find that answer, the treasure, the presence of Jesus. Amen.